Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
You're listening to Star Wars Hangout.
The best Star Wars Hangout in the galaxy. Hey, Star Wars fans, welcome back to Star Wars Hangout. I'm Ez.
And I am Lottie.
And friends, we are back with Bad Batch Season 2, Episode 11, 12, and 13.
Boom, boom, boom.
So...
I want you in my room.
Okay. yes, we are back. We're just, we just finished watching Pabu. So the new episode that just came out.
Oh my gosh, my new
today,
favorite.
Today,
actually. Sorry. Yeah. Spoiler.
Spoiler. your new favorite spot. Although it looks every 3 decades, you got to watch out, right?
I know. Every you got to rebuild.
I mean, my gosh, that's like the Saturn return, you know. I talked about that. Like every 30 years, it comes back and it's tough.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, we're gonna read a summary. We're gonna get back into these things. Thanks to Meg last week, I got to talk to Meg, and she was on from Dork Side of the Force.
Yeah. Great. Thanks, Meg, for being on here. I'm sorry I couldn't make it, but that was great.
Yeah, it was really cool, and it was fun because we talked a little bit about Bad Batch and how it's tying in. We talked a little bit about cloning, which sort of tied us into the Mandalorian. I can't. I'm too much peanut butter in my mouth.
I didn't hear the difference. What did you say?
Speaking of the Mandalorian, so we're gonna talk about that. It's going to be with Magic by Michaela.
Yeah, Michaela's back.
Yeah,
I mean, it's first time on this podcast. But
first time on this podcast, yeah.
Back so talking to us.
We've had her on Shell Cottage Radio, which is pretty awesome. She's over 100K on all of her different social medias. She's killing
She's
it.
So
She's
funny.
Doing great. She is hilarious and, yeah, big Star Wars fan, big Potter fan, and just all-around great person. So
yes.
We are excited to have her. We'll be talking with her tomorrow, though, which will probably be today if you're listening to this. Just depends on, you know, who knows? This could be, maybe you're listening a year from now. I never know when people are going to be listening. But anyway, it's going to be fun to talk with her about the new episode that came out. But when I was talking with Meg, we were kind of breaking down the idea that what's happening in Bad Batch has some correlation and some sort of tie through to the Mandalorian, just because of Dr. Pershing and stuff. So our non-spoiler review of this week's Mandalorian episode for right now is, yeah, thumbs up. It's awesome. It was great.
Yes.
Agreed. Really cool, and we are excited to talk about it. Yeah, just a lot of neat connections, little Easter eggs, and a suspenseful episode.
Great visuals, yeah.
Yeah, so yeah, I gotta save it for there. Okay, let's see here. So episode 11, I said, yeah. Mm-hmm. We just again last week briefly touched on it, but we want to go in more depth here and get after it. So 11, Dr. Hemlock travels to an Imperial facility on Mount Tantus to meet Nala Se. He tries to persuade her into taking part in the Emperor's cloning projects, but she refuses. Meanwhile, a covert transport bound for Mount Tantus ends up stranded. Sid assigns a Bad Batch to recover its cargo. While exploring the wreck, they discover that the cargo is an immature Zillow beast secretly cloned away from Kamino to serve as a living armament resource. So that's basically what goes down. So there's a little more to that. They do have Lamasu. Is that's the big part. He's brought back to Mount Tantus, and he's brought there to persuade Nalase to cooperate in all the cloning stuff that's going on. So that was Metamorphosis. So we'll come back to that. Episode 12, Crosshair is assigned to Lieutenant Nolan and travels to a remote Imperial outpost, Barton 4, and it's under the command of a clone named Mayday. The outpost is attacked. The two cargo crates containing classified cargo are stolen. Nolan orders Crosshair and Mayday to recover the cargo. The two clones eliminate the thieves and find the cargo, which is just Stormtrooper armor. But an avalanche fatally injures Mayday and buries the cargo. Crosshair then gets back with Mayday. He's sort of walking him back to the outpost, but Nolan chastises them for their failure and refuses to provide medical help for Mayday, who succumbs to his injuries and dies. Fed up with Nolan's arrogance and disrespect of clones, Crosshair kills him, shoots him right there, and then he falls unconscious. Later, he wakes up in an Imperial operating chamber where Dr. Emery Carr orders him to cooperate with her if he wants to survive. Crazy. And that's basically Mount Tantus. That's the project that we've been talking about. So this week, a little bit different. So Pabu, after informally cutting ties with Sid, the Bad Batch and Omega help Fee recover a lost artifact. Fee then takes them or convinces the clones to accompany her to a peaceful island called Pabu, I think. Yes. I'm saying right, Pabu?
Pabu.
Yeah. There they are, they're hosted by Mayor Hazar, or Hazard?
Hazard?
I almost would say Hazard. Oh, yeah. Hazard. Oh, yeah. And his daughter, Leanna, who befriends Omega, right? There's a big tsunami that shows up. We talked about that, and destroys the city. But then they decide to stay and help with the rebuilding efforts.
Which is awesome.
So the season's over, folks.
Yeah.
No, actually, it's not. Nope. There's three more episodes. Sorry.
Oh, okay. I'm just kidding.
But it seems like that, doesn't it? Doesn't it kind of seem like that? Like they just
it could be. Yeah.
They coast away here, and they're just gonna chill out and rebuild.
Yeah. Well, so something's gonna bring them back to Crosshair too. So
right.
We'll see how that.
Did
all
I say?
Goes
I think
down.
Earlier I said Hunter instead of Crosshair, or Crosshair instead of Hunter. I'm not sure, but either way, you guys know which ones I'm talking
about.
You
are forgiven.
So just a quick summary there.
No, you got to bathe in the waters, in the living waters. Oh my Mandalore gosh. Now.
Do I need to go do that right now?
Yeah.
Could you imagine, guys? We're going to film a live bathing in the waters of Mandalore. Oh my God. What if I got my helmet on, like my Mandalorian helmet? And I just got up there and I got in the shower and, you know, got the armor on and I just bathed in the...
I can almost promise you there must be some TikToks about this. I mean,
that's a lot to put your armor through, though. If you're a Mandalorian merc and you decided, you know what, I'm going to do this all out.
Yeah.
I'm going to go bathe in the...
I challenge thee.
Wow, that's crazy. Anyway, going back to Metamorphosis, so when we watched the episode, I went back and I showed you the Clone Wars episode where the Zillow Beast first shows up.
Oh my goodness, that gave me so much more context. Right? That's crazy that there's
a tie-in there. Yeah, it's a
way
it's a
more
big
about
one.
It.
Yeah. I always feel like the animated series is really trying to reward people who grew up with Clone Wars because it's animated. It's still cool and good for kids, and it's still connecting a little bit to the stuff after episode 6, but to throw in the Zillow Beast, it's like, what for? What are they what are they doing that for? And it's so when we went back to the Clone Wars episode, we almost have to go all the way back there. It's Mace Windu, it's Anakin, they're on the planet, they're on Malastare, I think, and they're helping. By the way, if you didn't know, on Malastare, the Duggs, so like Sebulba is a Dugg, and Malastare is literally where his people, his species are from. So that's a pod racer. That's a deep cut from episode 1, and he's an interesting character. But they're represented by a different species in the Senate. So if anybody out there saw that episode and was sort of like, wait, what's going on? That was back in the Clone Wars, and there's just a quick little nugget for you. But regardless, they're there. There is a big bomb dropped, right? They're trying to disable the droid army during that Clone Wars episode. And I forget which one it is, but regardless, they wake up the Zillow beast.
Yeah.
The beast comes out, and like it is resilient to lightsaber strikes and all sorts of stuff. Like its armor is so awesome that nothing can really stop it or penetrate it.
Right.
So they had to poison it, make it fall asleep, etc. And they took it to Coruscant, where they were going to try to put it to you know use and try to maybe clone it or something, or they were just going to keep it, and they wanted to keep it alive. They didn't want to destroy it and it be the last of its species and it not continue on. Life like that is important, right? So preservation for the Zillow beast was there, but then ultimately it is killed in that on that planet or on Coruscant, and Palpatine decides to secretly clone the Zillow beast, which now ends up in our episode Metamorphosis. What are you looking at? I see you looking at something.
I just saw Supreme Chancellor Sheev. What? That's the first time I've ever seen that.
That's old Sheev Meister right there. Now you're in. Now you're in the club. See, once you start going to Wikipedia and you start looking things up, you're like, his name is Sheev?
Yeah.
Oh, it sure is. Oh, Sheev Palpatine.
Yeah, but he's definitely interested in that beast's power, and he definitely don't want it to be killed because you want to use genetic material. Yeah,
right. Well, and the thing was though is that it was the Jedi want to preserve it because it's the last of its kind, right?
Right. There's almost a message there. This beast didn't do anything. It's the last of its kind. We should preserve it. Yeah.
Yep. Because the people on that world, they were going to destroy it, and so they preserve it. But then Palpatine gets a closer look and says, "You know what? Let's go ahead and clone this bad boy." And we never got anything from that. So, like, that just goes by. That was just one episode, one arc, where they create this really cool Zillow beast, and nothing really came of it. Now we see that it's being transported to Mount Tantus, and it's being used for some sort of experiment or whatever. So I thought that was really interesting. It grows with the more they fired at it.
Yeah, right? The more energy it gets, basically. Yeah.
It kept transforming.
Weapons.
Yeah. What they use that for, how that's going to work its way into some of the cloning stuff is very interesting.
Mm-hmm. A new army.
Very interesting. Huh?
Well, a new army, but not really because we never see it. So.
Well, you never, we don't, I mean, again, this is something that I think could come up in the Mandalorian series. Like, I almost wish we had Michaela, and we can talk a little bit about with her tomorrow when we do our follow-up episode, because there's so many things that are happening in Bad Batch that I really feel like could happen in season 3 or 4 of The Mandalorian. Just little nuggets or things. There's something brewing, something building, something big. Like these storehouses, for example, Mount Tantus in Legends, when Thrawn needed the Empire's like resources or needed some technology or needed to clone something, he would go and he would find the Emperor's old storehouses, his old laboratories, and he would then basically use those and stuff like that. So that's just saying, just because the Empire is gone doesn't mean that they're and I don't want to drift into the Mandalorian episode, but you get what I'm leaning towards,
absolutely.
There's stuff still left over. Mm-hmm. There are old secret laboratories. There are old plate, like, we've not seen Mount Tantus in The Mandalorian, but I sure guarantee you we are, and I sure guarantee you that Thrawn is involved in that somehow. So anyway, there's that. But not much to say on that episode other than just it was really cool to see that. It's a really cool nugget and tie back. Lama Su not dead. That was a big one. And so they're to persuade Nala Se to cooperate. Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And they know now one vessel escaped their assault. It was a military class shuttle, and at the end, I don't know his name, but he says, find out who it was.
Find out,
who knows, maybe this episode that was, I don't know.
Good point. So Dr. Hemlock was basically like, we need to figure out, you know, who this is, where they're going, etc. So in the most recent, in the Pabu, so jumping ahead to episode 13, in the Pabu episode, Sid is kind of saying to them, hey, I know a lot about you guys.
Mm-hmm.
I could give up your whereabouts and your last known sort of who you were with and stuff. There's no reason for the Empire to go to Pabu because it's an island. There's no resources you can take.
Not really.
There's no reason to go there and really do anything unless you're going simply for the Bad Batch.
Yeah.
And you're trying to figure out where they're at and you want them destroyed.
Yeah.
Because what we've tapped into here is that Mount Tantus is a secret, top secret operation.
Yep.
It's one of those things like if somebody found out about, even if one person who wasn't supposed to find out about the Death Star project found out about that, they would hunt them down.
Eliminate them.
Yeah, hunt them down.
Take them to one of the prisons or, yeah.
Right.
Just lock them up.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So that's probably what's going to be, that's what I am assuming is happening here is that there's a great hunt. They'll get to Sid and, she's going to give them up or something. I don't know, but they've left there.
Yeah. Sid's, so. You know, like their relationship is,
interesting good?
Now. I mean, we got the whole foreshadowing with the episode with, you know, that other guy who said, basically warned them.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah, when she was, the racing episode, right?
Yes.
Where she
was,
Yeah, and basically said, you don't know Sid as well as you think. But I'm like, hold on a second. Sid was working for the Jedi. For a second, we thought Fee was a Jedi. But still, did you notice how her transmission was breaking up, too? Did you notice how So in the most recent episode, in the Pabu episode.
Oh, you think
So I think she's being held captive or it's being distorted or they are trying to maybe they, I don't know how, I don't know if this technology exists or not, but basically they simulated Sid and they're trying to figure out where they're at.
Yeah.
You know, if she's trying to make contact with them.
Could be.
And the way, so they got to Sid. Sid doesn't know where they're at, but they're trying to use Sid to make contact.
Yes.
And once they figure out where that's at, maybe. It's just a possibility. It's just because the transmission was so weird. And it seemed to slow down and like it could just be because they're out of range or something. Maybe even Tech said something that I'm missing, but it just felt really odd. The transmission felt really odd.
Yeah, good eye though.
Yeah, so... okay, let's jump into episode 12 real quick, because it's kind of a standalone on its own.
A little bit in between.
Yeah. Right. It's like Crosshair is out there with this guy, Lieutenant Nolan, who ends up killing at the end. But Nolan is just absolutely terrible. He is terrible to the clones. He doesn't like them. He is anti-clone, and this is his sort of his first command. He goes in here and he chastises the clones who have been defending this cargo. And this cargo is literally just a couple crates of... Yeah. Of stormtrooper armor. That's all it is.
Well, I'm anti Nolan. What the heck?
Right. I know. He's terrible. I mean, he was honestly terrible, and he gave no help to Mayday. Showed that like it just he could have possibly saved him, rushed somebody out there, and if Mayday knew he was getting help, he probably would have been okay. And that's sort of what puts Crosshair over the edge.
Yeah.
All along the way, Mayday Crosshair could have been dead during that episode when he stepped on the mine. He stepped on this mine and he triggered it, and Mayday goes over. And he helps him out, and he defuses the mine so he can step off of it.
Yeah.
But he and Crosshair kind of became close. Mayday has lost his entire crew. He basically repeats the idea that, we're...
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Clones, good troopers follow orders. What does that mean for us? Like, are we, what are we supposed to do with our lives
forward? They repeat, even in the beginning, they repeat, you know, the whole like, yeah, the Empire thanks you for your, you know, years of service and wishes you well in your retirement. And everyone's like, it's a forced retirement. What are we supposed to do? We know nothing but just to be soldiers.
You
know, they just leave them alone with their
problems
and trauma and everything. Yeah,
they do. Yeah. We saw the episode where they were trying to gain some more rights for clones. Remember the senator
in the Senate,
was working on their behalf and was trying to figure out a way to move forward. Okay, we're going to phase them out. We're going to the stormtroopers, but like they need to be taken care of. They don't want to retire. I mean, clearly you can see in Rebels, like Rex and Commander Wolf, and I forget the other guy, but they're all there. They're still like fighting away. They're still going crazy.
It was Chuchi.
Oh, Senator Chuchi. So, sorry, yes.
Just wanted to.
Yes. Good
look that
job.
Up real quick.
Yeah. Old Chuchi.
Yeah.
But yeah, doing good things for the clones, and they don't want it. They don't. They really. That's not the life that they want. They're. You can see maybe almost a little problem with cloning and what's in their DNA and what they were programmed. Air quote programmed for. Actually, Tech mentions it during the episode 13 during Pabu.
Yeah.
He says that like it's kind of in our. What? How does he put that? Oh, they're talking about Omega and how. Oh, he was saying how you know we need to her training and how she needs to have fun,
and
lighten
friends,
up, and have
her,
friends.
At her age.
He's like, well, we didn't have that, and we turned
we're
out
fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then also, what was the other thing? Is like her? He's like, what's wrong with her training? And he's like, that's all we have. That's all we knew.
Yeah.
That's all we, you know. And she's like, well, you know, I don't know. Maybe you guys need to live a little bit. You guys are just always, it's just one, you know, mission to the next mission to the next thing. And you guys have to have these missions.
Right.
Without that, who are they? So a few other clones have made a living, who have settled down, had kids, or who have, I don't know.
Oh, they can have kids?
I actually just rethought that. I'm not so sure. There was an episode when season one, I forget that clone's name they go to, but I'm not so sure those were his kids or not. It's episode one of season one, I think. And anyway, but it was.
Yes, they can.
Oh, can they? Yeah, okay. Yeah.
If you watch Star Wars Clone Wars season two, episode 10, The Deserter, you will find the Lawquane family.
Okay.
Recognize the father. He is Cut Lawquane, a clone trooper that deserted the Republic to start a new family.
Yeah.
I guess so.
Yeah. So there was another one. Was that the same guy, though? Might have been. Anyway, I can't remember. The whole point is that, yes, I thought that they could. Yeah, because he's married to a Twi'lek. Okay. Yeah.
Huh. That's cool.
Right? And he has Twi'lek children. So I think. Anyway, just an interesting idea, though, that they could settle down. It looks like Tech and maybe Fee are getting close.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of
a little romantic.
Yeah, vibes. Romantic vibes. I mean, he does the whole grappling hook thing, and she, like, you know, he like pulls her in tight, and up they go. They kind of looked at the sun, the set, the lights coming on together.
Yeah.
She wanted to make a moment and show him that. She's commented on his eyes before. Which is ironic. They all have, like,
the supposedly same,
the same one. I mean, they're the Bad Batch, right? So maybe something. different there. But yeah. So I think she's happy that he's staying. Mm-hmm. So that's really kind of the catch up on those three episodes. Went pretty quick on it. But I think the big takeaways for me are Zillabeast is back. There's definitely more activity at Mount Tantus than we thought.
Yeah.
And Lamassu is alive. I thought he was, he's the prime minister for Kamino.
Right.
I thought he was dead. Yeah. I thought they killed him, but they clearly kept him. They brought him back. And that was wild. Actually, Senator Chuchi during that time went to another Kaminoan who was sort of high up in their society, with their former senator, I believe. Yeah. And talk to her, but she's a senator in exile, essentially, like the Kaminoans are gone. There's no people to represent, but they had a representative on Coruscant when their planet was destroyed. So you've got 1, 2, 3, off the top of my head, Kaminoans, and there's probably a few more scattered around the galaxy that are alive, and maybe they would be motivated to work together towards some goal. Nala Se doesn't want to cooperate, and it's sort of like, well, what if we killed Lamassu? Like, now your people are so few that it's really important to try to preserve your people or something. Yeah. I don't know. That was just, it's kind of heartbreaking. So they're going to force her into all of this. I almost mentioned something from Mandalorian. See there, I'm just waiting so we can do a full on breakdown tomorrow on that. But there is a big connection with Kamino in the most recent Mandalorian episode. Right. And it's awesome. It's really awesome. So, for me, again, a lot going on at Mount Tantus. And then Crosshair, he now, in that episode, one thing that we didn't really hit on is that he realizes this is, like, he's done, not done wrong. Well, he picked the wrong side.
Yeah.
And he went down far enough, and he finally realized this is wrong. And he pulls his blaster, ends that guy.
Stupid,
And he's done. Absolutely. So what does that mean? You know, does he's now on Mount Tantus? He's now genetic material that he's the bad member of the Bad Batch, which makes him extra special unit that Nala Se created.
Okay.
So
I did not know that.
Yeah. So she works specifically. I mean, she's sort of the lead scientist on all of it, but in particular, she created Omega, and then she created the Bad Batch, and kept kind of doing more experiments with the DNA sample. So
interesting. So,
yep.
I think they might join up very soon.
Yeah.
Crosshair and the others.
Yes, it's one of two things. They seem to be settling down on Pabu. And maybe they're going to do a time jump where they allow some time to go by, because people have wondered, you know, okay, is this just going year for year? Are we a couple years? Like, how many years are happening per season? Right. So I kind of think they're going to let some time go here.
Yep.
And Crosshair has been experimented on. They've done something to him.
Yeah.
Or they figure out, like they have to run from the Empire. They figure out that Sid's been compromised. They go back to Sid. They're like, these guys are on to you for some reason. That Zillabeast situation, whoever they are, they don't want anybody to know about that. It's top secret. You know, she finally just cat out of the bag. I don't know. Like, she just finally lets them know what is up. And then that forces them to go back to get Crosshair to save him, or to go investigate the cloning or this facility first, and then they find Crosshair. I'm not really sure how it's all going to break down, but somehow their path comes back to Crosshair.
Yeah.
And it will be tied back into Nala Se.
No, so. I am in favor of them just staying on that island for a little bit, because I don't know if it was just me, but it felt like Nintendo vibes all over.
Yeah.
Like a nice little island somewhere in Pokemon, or, you know, like Animal Crossing, and you just felt peaceful and...
Yeah.
It was almost too good to be true. So
right, it was when we first got there. You're like, this is beautiful.
Yeah.
Where's this? And I was like, well, never seen this before. Pabu or whatever.
Yeah,
and,
really cool.
It was really cool. It was really neat. It was beautiful. The lights. They go out for the boat ride. I mean, it just felt like a paradise.
Yeah.
But except for it's not a paradise every 30 years.
But and the interesting part is they agreed on staying there once paradise was destroyed. They stay there because of the people, because of the vibes, because of what the people believe in.
True.
So.
Yeah. Yep. And there was a lot of, good point. There's a lot of refugees and people from different walks of life.
Yeah.
So Leanna kind of says to Omega, like, where are you from? What happened to your world? Mm-hmm. And she explains the Empire and so on. They keep saying the Empire wouldn't come here. They keep saying that. There's no reason for the Empire to come here. So when the rumbling happened, I was like, why would they show up here? But now that we went back and we hit that Metamorphosis episode and you said they spotted them, right? And they're like, hey, we got to track down that particular, like the Marauder.
Yeah.
They're going to find him somehow. So that will be... They will be the cause of what brings they're harboring these individuals. And maybe there are others there who the Empire is interested in, who fled from the Empire and went there. We're not really sure. They just say refugees.
Yeah. So we might meet some interesting individuals in the future there. Yeah.
Do you think V's a Jedi? I still think she's
kind of... I hope so. I still think
she could be. Yeah, she pulled out her sword again. Yeah. And
Yeah, this episode we didn't see much, but...
Yeah, there wasn't much other than like... The poisonous like spider thing that was coming up, or the insect, the centipede thing that was crawling up the back of her chair.
Yeah.
First of all, that's a throwback to episode 2 with Padme when those little things come in and they try to like
kill
Padme. Yeah. And R2
almost. Oh my goodness. Yeah.
And then Anakin comes in there. He's like, bzz, bzz, right?
Yeah.
And
those are gross. They're much bigger.
They are. Yeah. So I she didn't budge at all.
No.
It felt like she knew it was there.
Not surprised.
Because I mean, Hunter. Hunter throws his dagger, gets it, and she's like, another one of your pets, doesn't flinch.
Yeah.
Didn't go like, whoa, what was that?
Good point.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Fee's a Jedi. Let's be honest.
You said it now. Can't take it back.
Yeah. That's me. So anyway, that for me would be really cool just to kind of see maybe that. See, I think that's the ironic thing is that the Empire could show up there. Who are they looking for? And you think, oh, it's the Bad Batch. They finally found him. But
and they're actually looking for Fee.
Yeah.
That'd be really interesting.
Although the problem is that she seems to be, like, that's her brother and her niece, maybe? Like, that when, you know, when she first gets there and she greets the mayor, it seems like she knows them or is related. Maybe she's not, but she said auntie. Didn't she say auntie?
Well, auntie, but she didn't introduce... I thought the same thing, but then she didn't introduce him as her brother.
No, she didn't.
And they made a weird comment, you know, oh, we got some...
Competition. Yeah,
there.
True. So they're not related.
I don't...
That's why they did that. I don't think so, yeah. Because otherwise, a Jedi wouldn't really know their family, right? A Jedi doesn't really know where they... they might be able to figure out the world that they came from. There were rare situations like Count Dooku. Count knew that
Luke and Leia.
Yeah, or Luke and Leia. Right. Yeah.
I mean, they didn't know in the beginning.
In the beginning, yeah, they didn't know. True. Right. But most of the time you didn't know your home world or your family or where you came from because that was attachment. You might want to go back to them and all that
kind of stuff. All the younglings, they don't know where their parents are.
Yeah, they're taken. They're
so sad.
They're taken when they're little.
We saw Ahsoka's parents, remember?
Yes, yes. Plo Koon will come and take her.
No.
Yes. Yep. They know that she.
Ahsoka, baby.
Yeah. She's strong in the ways of the Force. So.
That's so sad.
Yeah. I don't know that they have to go. I'm trying to. How does that work?
Yeah.
Do they have to give up their child?
Oh my goodness.
That would be kind of weird of the Jedi, right?
Really
to say
tough.
That they. Have to be unless they thought it was. Dangerous for them to be force sensitive and then tempted by the dark side. But I don't know, that's I have to look that up. Oh my gosh, never. And I just have never really thought about it that much because I'm like, oh cool, they end up with the Jedi. I'm like but then I'm like, oh yeah, what about their parents?
Yeah, you
know, their lives. But anyway, so yeah, we'll see. I think connections there, so we'll see how this all shakes out. How many episodes we got? 1, 2, 3 It looks like 3 more episodes maybe.
Okay,
so just through March 29th. I could be wrong, maybe there's more, but we've got like next episode's called Tipping Point, and then we've got The Summit, which I'm hoping that means the summit of Mount Tantus.
That'd be wild. Where did we see that? I can't even.
This is on Wikipedia.
Oh okay.
Yeah,
so it's not on Disney Plus.
Mm-hmm. So Plan 99 is the final episode. Plan 99.
Does that tell you anything?
Just that they are that is their unit number, 99. Okay. So they're maybe them as a group doing something.
Okay.
So I don't know. Yeah. Anyway, all right. So that is all we got for you this week, friends. Just a quick little rundown of those 3 episodes, trying to get caught back up.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a chance, by the way. I've kind of put a full stop on some of my Star Wars shorts while we are growing another project. Harry Potter Hangout has just taken off, and it's so much fun. We're having fun over there, and our Shell Cottage Radio podcast is it's fun. It's doing awesome.
Yeah.
We're just week by week doing our chapters, and so we're looking forward to growing that project. So if you get a chance, go over and check it out. Subscribe to that YouTube channel. Leave a link down below. It's on our link tree, actually, as well. And we had Michaela on that episode of Shell Cottage Radio, so mm-hmm. we'll have her on in a couple of days here for you guys. So
yeah.
Yeah.
So excited.
All right, friends. Thank you guys so much. We appreciate you. What were some of the sayings that they said? But real quick, not the Mandalorian sayings.
No, I know.
But the what did they say? To the stars?
Oh,
by the
yeah.
stars?
Thank the stars.
Thank the stars. Thank the stars. We're gonna start writing these down because yeah. as you it was thank the stars, and instead of what on earth, it was what in the galaxy.
Oh, that's cool.
What in the galaxy yeah. is going on? Those seem kind of common. Why did that just pop in my head? I'm doing the outro and I'm about
that's
to.
Yeah, that's why. Because we're thinking about
sayings or whatever. So there's another really good one that we got to get to from The Mandalorian, which is they've renamed Friday. It's not Friday anymore, people. So, anyways, all right. So all that to say, we love you guys. Thanks so much. We appreciate you. And as always, may the
Thank
force.
The stars.
Be with you.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.